20 are called, but only 19 are chosen. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. 20 are called, but only 19 are chosen. As Ellen visited Sai Baba in India some time ago, she was not part of the 20. She was part of the 2,000 or 4,000, however many people. 10,000? She tells me 10,000 people here, my goodness. And she was not part of the 20 that were chosen. But she noticed the 20 who were chosen. And they all stood. And then one of them was told, "No, not you." Now, this one who was told, "No, not you," had a beautiful attitude about the whole thing. And Ellen was quite pleased as she learned this, because as she watched this person, it happened to be an old, old woman. She watched and she saw this old woman who was not chosen. And everyone else walked away and felt so sad that this old woman was not chosen. And the old woman sat there rather smug, rather content, rather peaceful, and the other people of the crowd were very curious. And so the old woman was invited to go up front, up on the stage. And as the old woman was and the woman was asked to go up to the front of the podium, up to the front of the stage, and she went up there. And she didn't know what was coming up, but she went up there because she was asked. And she was told, "Please go to the podium and tell these 10,000 people how it felt to be left behind." And she stood there and she looked at the 10,000 people and she said, "My friends, I have received an honor today as I have never received in my life before." The Master Sai Baba recognized that I already had my illumination, and I did not need to come into his presence again to have that illumination. I have been so blessed, I have been so uplifted, I have been so revealed to myself, I feel just marvelous, I feel just glorious. Now, and she turned to the people who were in charge at the stadium, at the podium, wherever she was. And she said, "May I give a blessing to these people?" And they said, "Yes, blessed mistress, yes." And so she stood there and she said, "This day I give you the blessing that was given me. You now are illumined as I am illumined from the divine within. And I see it in all of your eyes and all of your faces. Now, the 19 who are with Sai Baba would like to have the gift that I'm giving to you. So please take it and share it with everyone you know, because you too are illumined and uplifted. You too are brilliant and inspired by the divine within you." And everyone in the audience looked at her, and then they bowed their heads. And not a murmur was heard, not a sound was heard throughout the entire 10,000 auditorium. And all the people were quiet. And she stood there for a full 20 minutes without saying one single word, just holding her hands out with the palms toward the people, blessing them with her indwelling spirit of goodness and peace and love. She realized that she had gotten a gift, that it was her privilege to continue giving for the rest of her life. She was always after the gift before, but now she had it, and she knew it. And she knew that the gift would be of no value to her unless she spread it out and gave it to everyone in her world. So, after a time, 20 minutes approximately, she sat down. She was an older lady. She was in her 80s. And she sat down, and she was at peace. And then all of the audience looked at her, and they said, "What a gifted being." And they called her mother, and they said, "Mother, you are so blessed. You are so blessed." And as they watched, she was sitting in her chair, and she floated up from her chair, at least 5 or 10 feet from her chair. And they looked, and the audience didn't say, "Ooh." The audience said, "Blessed Mother." And then everyone closed their eyes, and she settled back into her chair. And after a few moments, she got up and went her way and was never seen again. She was an illumined being living in her illumined life. Now, that can happen to each one of us, because many times others are chosen and we are not. And do we feel that others are chosen because they are given the blessing of a lesson, and we are not because we are unworthy of it? Then that's the truth. We are unworthy of it. But if every time or any time such a thing happens, we say to ourselves, "I am so blessed. I have received the blessing already, and they yet have to get it. They yet have to go and receive it." And you see, that's a very difficult lesson to learn, because we feel we are denied of something because we are not chosen at the last minute. And Jesus told the story of the workers called to the vineyard, and those at the 12th hour were paid equal to those who came to work all day. You, in your last moment, in your ultimate moment, when you're tested, to see if you are touched because you are not called with the crowd, recognize that it is your last test of a blessing to see whether you recognize that you indeed are divine and blessed and uplifted, upheld, and marvelous in every way. Think on these things. They're true. They're you. And they're now. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.